And them shoes like hot. And they'd make them out of hot.
About how long did it take them to make a pair?
Well, I couldn't tell you. But they used wooden pegs instead of tackling. And I don't think they sold them, but it's used wooden pegs. That's not the memories.
Were they very short pegs so that it didn't go up into your foot?
Yeah. They had a line on them. Now they're wooden pegs. Everything's different now than what it used to be.
It sure is. I had no idea they put pegs in shoes. I knew they put it in tables and other furniture before they started putting nails in it.
Well, they chewed out wooden pegs. There wasn't a shoe factories around through this country. There's one old man in Florence, his name was and he made shoes. And another one, an old Jew named John he made shoes. But there wasn't many people. I remember when there was just very few stores in Florence. And on Sweetwater, there was about two or three. Two liver stables. That thing built up since we were down from it. During World War I, they come and built it up and kept going.
How did people get across the dam before they put the dam across?
There's a railroad bridge. You know where that Indian Mound is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that door goes out that way? Well, you can go out that way and there's a railroad bridge down under there. Just a one-way bridge now. And I've seen as many as 50 cars backed up here waiting to go across while the others come over. The road was two-way, but the bridge is a one-way. And they'd have a guard on yon end and a guard on this end. That's when Bill Moore's down. And they'd make them all stop there on yon end. The leaves went across. And that last one went across, that fellow notified him. So he let him.
With the river as wide then as it is now?
Yeah, but about as wide as it is now. Come on down there to the bridge. Of course, it wasn't deep. Just above that bridge where you go across now. That's where the bridge was on the left. And then right above that was an aisle. Well, that aisle was cut over water, then I might say that. All that down below it. Whole lot of people.
Had they dug it out?
I just let the water up. Now you go ahead and ask me the question.
Okay.
That ain't even important, now.
Yeah, but it's okay.
No. Yeah.
He doesn't care how much we talk while we're asking questions, so go ahead and talk to your minister.
See, they kept a guard down there on this side and one on yon side. And when the crowd on yon end, they'd have them holding up for them. They got that line up and then they'd turn them loose, let them come across. Then after they come across, they'd let this end go across.
Did it take very long to cross it?
Sometime an hour.
If you were in a hurry, you better not go across.
You'd have to leave early in the morning to go to work. If you didn't, you'd be in late when you got there, because I walked Wilson down many times. I mean, over at High House. And,
what?
Well, I'd be walking by. Lots of time I'd have to wait, you know, maybe an hour to get across.
Where were you living then?
Long.
You walked. Okay, I'll get back to some of these other questions now.